Tip nine is the big one here. So somebody's in danger. You generally want that in a commercial fiction. Literary, you can get away without them being in life or death danger, but there's still going to be something that they're trying to avoid, some kind of problem that they don't want to have to go through. So, how do you make your readers care? Well, for one thing, you need to make these personalities compelling, and their way they speak, it needs to be individualized, and the cadence of the writing needs to carry the reader along in an emotional journey of some kind of beauty. But in particular, what I'm thinking of is that you want to make this person who's in danger important in some way. And so maybe there are friends and family of this person who are around who really care about how that character is doing. Maybe this character has been looking after another one for a long time and the other one is left hanging. You know, I need my mentor, I need my parent. My grandmother, whatever it is, you know, my teacher, I need this person. Or maybe that person's been caring for this one for a long time, and that one deeply cares how this one's life ends up. Maybe the person has been looking for somebody for a long time and they're just about to find them, and we don't want them to die right before they find them, or vice versa. Somebody's been looking for them all this time. So this person is incredibly important because this one has been really putting all this thought into finding them, right? So it's like it matters if this person lives or dies. Maybe they've done great things in their lives, or they have things that they are about to do, exceptional people. Maybe we see a flashback to when they were in danger before and they barely escaped, and it's like, yes, they are living now. And it's like, no, you can't take that back now, you know, keep them alive. Maybe there's been premonitions or some kind of foreshadowing with omens that something's going to happen, and you've already been worrying all this time and you're already all clenched up, and like now it's like, oh no, this is when it's happening. Dreams or fate, so to speak, you know. And maybe they're behaving really bravely, and so of course, you know, you want to see this person with all this courage survive, and maybe he can't be believed about what is going on, and you're again even more on his side because you want people to believe him. It's like, yes, this is really happening, even though it's just a story. It's like, yeah, it's real, right? That's a very good trick when people don't believe them. They could be berated. They could be the only person who could solve the mystery of the story or who could give testimony. People could identify with them, like, this is the character that's like the reader. And it's like, no, that person can't die. Maybe the person has done nice things for other people. You know, we want him to be rewarded with nice things. Maybe he's sacrificed for people. Maybe he is the sacrifice. I was like, no, this is not the way reality should work. Stop the sacrifice. Maybe the character is just like so pleasing to us that by reading about him, we laugh and we feel sexy and we feel happy about life in general. We learn things. We feel moved. We want to have a friend like that. Or maybe they're helpless, like a child, you know. They're a disabled person who just can't do anything. We want to reach up and help them, and they're in this great danger from this huge force. Maybe they have the answers to some kind of secret that we've been just about to get revealed, and they're trying to fix something, and then they're cut off before this thing could right itself and all becomes harmonious with the world. Maybe there's some kind of karma, so to speak, that they're owed, and like, no, it needs to be balanced out. They're just so fully alive that them dying, you just can't imagine the world without them in it because they're very engaged, and their eyes are open, they're breathing fast, they've got color in their face, they're full of life, and they're gesturing, and they're looking at the characters really close, and they're making the characters feel something.